The question was asked, what was so severe about what Moshe Rabbeinu did when he hit the rock? So there are numerous interpretations among our sages. One interpretation, the one we learned in the Drashot Aran, was that this was to teach the people of Israel how much Hashem cherishes them. Moshe Rabbeinu calls them the rebellious ones. And Hashem says, I didn't tell you to call them the rebellious ones. They were legitimate in coming and saying, we must have water. And so one interpretation says that he was punished because he called them a name. He said, rebellious ones. Rebellious. And our sages say that even that's the Medrash I alluded to earlier, that Moshe was always careful how he spoke to the Jewish people, even though they did all kinds of things that were difficult for him, but he was careful. Because he knew that's something very severe, how we talk about the people. Medrash says when Yeshaya started his mission as a prophet, so he began in his first prophecy, he said, how could I have prophecy? I'm among a nation of defiled lips. And our sages say when Yeshaya died, ultimately his grandson cut him across the lips. His grandson hacked his head off through his lips, through his mouth. His grandson Menashe, the wicked king Menashe. So he did tshuva, he became pious, but for the beginning of his life, he was a wicked king. So Yeshayahu also paid for it. Hashem is very exacting with the leaders. So that's one interpretation. Another interpretation is, Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of truth. Moshe emet, v'torato emet. The responsibility to convey the word of Hashem lies on his shoulders. And when Moshe expresses anger at the people of Israel that is not expressed by Hashem, there is an element of falsehood in what he's doing. And so Hashem reacts very harshly. This is the Rambam's interpretation. And the reason Hashem reacts harshly is also to indicate that everything else Moshe did was 100% accurate. The one time that he veered off the path of drop, where he was upset, but Hashem was not upset, so then that for that time he paid the heftiest price for that. And that was also an indicator to tell us, look, but everything else he did was right. The Medrash says, when in last week's parsha there was a plague, so Aaron goes out with the Ktores. Angel of death says, God sent me. Aaron says, Moshe sent me. Angel of death says, well, if God sent me and Moshe sent you, get out of my way. And Aaron says, no, if Moshe sent me, he didn't send me if God didn't tell him to send me. He doesn't do anything of his own accord. It's not because he feels like it. So that approach, if Moshe said so, Hashem said so, that's a good approach. We have a rule in the Shas that whenever a student says something, we assume his teacher said it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said it. You have to prove otherwise. The assumption is he's saying what he learned by his teacher. So Moshe is Hashem's Talmud. When Moshe speaks, Aaron can say, if he said it, obviously it's what Hashem wanted too. Now he's yelling at the Jewish people, and now Moshe says, rebellious ones. But Hashem did not express anger at the people. So that's why Hashem took him to task. That's the Rambam's interpretation. There are others. But those are two big ones.